What you have to determine is whether financial independence lies within you. That's right. You either have it or you don't have it. You're either made of stuff that yearns for self-direction or self-support, or you don't. Only you can examine the true you and answer the challenge. Let's discuss the secrets of financial freedom. Secret number one. This secret is to be the foundational key to all success. It is the ability to take action. If you can't make yourself do the things that could improve your life will likely end up right alongside the other 95% of the financial failures in America. It's that simple. You can have the best opportunities, the best plans, and the best tools, but if you can't put it all together into action, it's all wasted. And so is your life. You'll be like the husband, lounging in a recliner, who said to his wife, "I'll think about cleaning out the garage in a little while, hun. Right now, I'm thinking about mowing the lawn." You must find in yourself the resolve to act. Otherwise, your thinking won't amount to anything. Some of the world's greatest failures died thinking about what they were going to do. Secret number two. The level of success you will achieve in your life is directly proportional to your willingness to accept full responsibility for your life. Josiah Stamp said, "It is easy to dodge our responsibilities, but we cannot dodge the consequences of dodging our responsibilities." There are many people in this country who are trying to push the responsibility and blame for the condition of their lives onto the government or to their union or their spouse or their parents or their neighborhood. If you really think about that, it's rather pathetic. If everyone else is responsible for your well-being and your chances for success, then there's nothing you can do to help yourself. You have to sit there and hope that by some miracle, the government, the union, your spouse, your parents, and your neighborhood just happen to line up right someday so that your life can be better. If, on the other hand, you have the courage and the honesty to say, "If my life is going to be any better, it's 100% my responsibility to make the necessary changes," you have a much better chance of making it to real financial freedom or any other success you seek. First of all, you won't have to wait for anyone else's cooperation. You can just go out and start making things better. Second, when success comes, you won't have to share the credit with the government, the union, your neighborhood, or anyone else. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. You won't reap what someone else sows, but what you sow, you will reap. And if you don't sow, you don't reap. It's your responsibility. Secret number three. Failing to execute a plan for financial independence is the same as planning to fail. This seems pretty self-evident, but most Americans just float through their financial life, hoping it will all just work out somehow. This is, of course, a form of insanity. It won't work out. That is, it won't work out unless you make it work out. But the problem most people face is that they can rarely think about getting ahead when they can hardly keep up. They dig a hole of debt, jump in, then spend month after month dragging dirt in on themselves, wondering why they're getting financially buried. The fact that you need a financial plan to reach financial success is really not a secret, but most people don't know where to start. Perhaps we could start with secret number four. A home-based business. You can invest work instead of money. You can make more money than a job would likely pay you, and Uncle Sam will help pay you for everything. Let's answer the obvious questions first. Can you achieve financial independence without having a business with just the income from your job? Yes. Could you achieve financial independence faster and build up much greater wealth by building a business of your own? Yes. It's really up to you. Some people are happy doing what they're doing and would never think of taking the entrepreneurial leap. Others dream of having their own business and they'll leap and leap till they succeed. The secret is for them. While owners of franchises and other traditional storefront or industrial businesses put in tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars to start their businesses, starting with nothing but a personal computer, working from home, and a monthly cost from just pocket change to thousands of dollars. Business owners might rent. They might have a payroll to pay and other monthly obligations. Entrepreneurs don't seem to have those costs. Perhaps you can keep your job until your business is making more than the paycheck that you're bringing home from that job, so you don't starve. And then there's the tax breaks that you receive from operating a business in your home. Uncle Sam was sort of a partner to those who wanted to be an entrepreneur. The tax savings alone may make starting your own business a good idea. And with the World Wide Web available today as a business tool, it's possible to build an income with even lower operating expenses. Marketing costs can be dramatically reduced by doing this. Before you go looking for a business opportunity, be sure to restrict the candidates to things that you would enjoy doing day after day for decades, because that's just what it will take to achieve any business's full potential. Think about the work involved and decide whether that work would be enjoyable on a daily, weekly, annual, and lifetime basis. The money potential is never the primary reason for picking a business. If you end up hating the work, no amount of money will be enough to make it worthwhile.